Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
There is a journalist from The Atlantic. You'll have heard this story in the 7 o'clock bulletin. Vunda spoke about it. This journalist was mistakenly included in a group chat. And guess where this group chat happened, Juliet Joseph?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On Signal.
Oh no, your favorite.
Yes. So, let me tell you. You think this is a joke. But Pete, who's actually the Secretary of Defense in the U.S., mm-hmm. tweeted a U.S. war path.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they're going to be bombing Yemen. So, he didn't tweet it, sorry. But he posted it in this Signal group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this journalist was in the Signal group.
Oh,
so,
wow.
He knew maybe 2 hours before the bomb started dropping in Yemen what was going to happen. Initially, he says, nah, man, I thought it was a joke. Because the war plan came at 11:44 a.m. Then, at around 1 p.m., the bomb started dropping.
Oh.
And that's when he realized, wow, this is real.
Snap.
Which guy's one? Name is Jeffrey Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
No, literally, the U.S. posted in a group with a civilian which country they were going to bomb.
Didn't know he was
a journalist
in
of all.
Yeah. No, I think it was deliberate. I think
it was a mistake.
I think they could have. It could have been. They wanted to just show the Europeans that this is what is going to happen.
No,
something's leaked.
No, but this guy is an American as well. He just works for the Atlantic.
I still maintain that leak could have been deliberate. Like,
no,
seriously.
You know, sometimes when, especially in groups, it happens that you're not always aware of who's in the group, and sometimes you find yourself nitlebu muntu kanti they are in the group.
Hey, that is funny.
And then as they respond, you're like,
No,
you must stand on business. You must be like, yeah, Juliet's veiling. Chele Makhalid.
Keep the shades on, the young kids.
Oh, say. That's funny. Let me tell you, I don't know. There's some guy who orders from Takealot, right? Mm. And he puts an email address there, which is like a Caesar Lomo email address.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lomo's not spelled like my Lomo. But I still get his emails. I don't know why. So whenever Ubrothers orders, I get all the confirmation. He's buying their t-shirts. I'm looking at this guy like, hey, at least all you got is my email address, bro. Not my credit card.
Yeah.
So if you get an email that's not meant for you, what do you do? Because what this Jeffrey guy did is he took himself out the group then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you carry on reading or do you...
I think it depends what the email's about. If it's juicy, I'm reading.
Yes. You know, like those disclaimers that go, if this email was sent to you mistakenly, kindly delete the contents, yada, yada, yada.
I'm going to read it first before I delete it.
Really?
But depending on how sensitive the information is, I probably would let you know that, listen, I mistakenly received information that I feel was meant for you. I mean, sometimes it happens. Even now, because we had a previous mpo. Mm. Here at Kaya. Mm. So some people will send to Mpo at Kaya and I'm like, wrong Mpo.
Yeah.
So I will respond to say, no, this one is actually not meant for me. She has since left the company. So it happens.
So let me tell you, at an organization that I used to work at, somebody at HR circulated payments, basically a spreadsheet
of everyone's salary.
To send to all.
They're not there anymore.
Bro, you know it comes in like 30 seconds, there's a recall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, you see, that's
of course.
We move quick. I get my emails on my phone.
Of course.
That's so sad because I know for sure then they're not there anymore.
Hey, it was crazy, bro.
My favorite mistake, and I don't know if it's ever happened to you. You know when you're having a conversation with somebody on WhatsApp or whatever platform, and then you receive a screen munch of the conversation, and you're like, "Wait, you were munching this conversation to send it to who? Who are you sending this conversation to?"
That's the worst.
Oh boy! You see, this is why I'm not on these chat things. So on Signal, the reason why I like Signal, let me tell you a story. When I used to do car drive, right? Not everybody had an iPhone, and so our group had to be put on Signal because I'm not on WhatsApp.
Oh.
So I still chat to Juliet on Signal now.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably the only person. on 9.5, I mean, this is the world, everybody's got an iPhone, so we've got an iMessage group.
Mm.
But generally, I don't deal with these things that you guys deal with. Groups. Waking up and finding yourself.
But can I just say, you know, on email, there's the subject line.
Mm-hmm.
I fear for something that looks confidential. Once I see the subject line pop in, I won't open it.
That's really? Why I like the new summary feature on the iPhone. So before you even open the email, it's summarized there at the top. This is what's inside the email. So sometimes you can choose to be like, nah, it doesn't seem good.
Chris says he once got sent somebody's contract and salary here.
You see? You see?
Hey, Chris.
On that note as well, sometimes it happens when you go to the printer and you find someone has left confidential information there in the printer.
Really?
And you're just there reading like, oh.
Ah, they deserve it.
Okay. It happens.
No, you must run. When I print my stuff, you must run to the printer.
Sometimes you forget because you print and then there's breaking news and you must come into the newsroom. And then when you come out, you forgot that you printed.
Your salary is breaking news now.
That's hilarious. Do you remember when internet banking first started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why there'd be people that would just leave the internet banking open sometimes?
You see.
Then you get there. I mean, you can't transact, but the last screen is still there. You're just looking at like, this guy's got a balance of what?
Poverty.
Speaking of why, and why somebody opened my payslip.
You see?
Literally. And they opened it. I was fuming and I suspected someone in my team.
The white pay slips used to get left around.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
I think they figured because we're young, nobody cares.
I was opening a pack of peanuts.
Shame, man. Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. Confidential info, a group email, everything. What do you do?
You know, there are so many lives I've lost because of our WhatsApp group or certain groups that I created in for our discussions. Be it a church, as much as it was. West. But for this journalist, just imagine if they could have found out to go on a good group being. But he wasn't full of assassinate. But he made it a quick step to delete himself or herself out of the group. But to be quite honest, ladies and gentlemen, groupless, so much has been happening.
So that's why he says he left. He says because, so, you know, in the US, he could have been charged, for example, espionage or anything like that, even though it's not his fault. So he just took it upon himself to remove himself from the Signal group. And it doesn't look like he's going to get charged. He's written an article about it now, so I think things are okay.
Yo, guys, man, I used to receive my emails from a teacher. It was math teachers, but emailing ama pep. And it was both a question paper and a little my answer. Heaven, I would look at that paper and be like, and I would like a grade 11. I would look at that paper and be like, Isipile skolo. But yeah, I think no, we actually sending it to the wrong person. Manjang Sawa told I used to get them. Like the midterm tests, the exam, the year end exams.
There's an Afrikaans guy. His name is Mr. Erasmus. He owes Absa a lot of money. I know because I get sent his SMSs. Hey, Mr. Erasmus, it's really Azima. Hey? Mam Jaka every month, the Afrikaans. I'm kichimisa. That, and then, I don't know how this happened, but I think maybe they meant to put another family member of mine. I get Satu SMSs.
Really?
Yeah. Mezo kala nje Satu, ngizong SMSs. Say, strike kala ni nina jiraji. Fondo, can you read Afrikaans?
I can try.
Please read this.
I can try. Yo, guys. Hallo meneer Erasmus, maak seker jy het genoeg fondse in jou check rekening om jou opkomende debit orders te betaal. Dit sal jou help. Okay, ja, dit sal jou help om 'n negatiewe kredietelling en bykomende fooie te voorkom. Wow, all I know is that...
So basically you're saying, hey, Mr. Erasmus, please make sure that you've got enough money in your check account
that you don't get
for
a
your upcoming
credit record.
Yeah.
Get you the amount already.
The amount is not here. But how? Caesar's telling the truth. Why is Absa sending you these things?
And this was in February, eh? 25th of February. So a month ago. Zimkalela every month. Lomji does Zimkalela.
Hey, Mr. Erasmus, you've got messages.
Every month is Zimkalela. I'm just Afrikaans. That's what I know. It's high. It's not getting lovely.
You know, coming to think of this, I remember this one time my high school friends had planned a baby shower for one of our friends. So they created a group. But now, as they created this group, this one friend asked if I was in the group. And because if I'm involved in this group, she doesn't want to be there. And blah, blah, blah. And then one of the friends asked me on the side, "How? What did you do to this one? Why is she asking if you are in the group and all of those things?" And I said, "No, I don't know what I did to her, but did I not give it to her? Oh my God."
Yeah, group activities are just not the ones. Sometimes, for example, let's say you're in a group, then people start discussing something. You don't even partake. Then you hear, I hear so-and-so was discussing this in the group and you were there. Now you're just an accomplice to something you had no parts in, you see? So nah.
Yo guys, man khuluma ngaleyo. Hey, ngikhe ngasenda i-email mina with I'm a different distributor. So a company near to we've got different distributors who get different prices. So ngasenda mina ngakhopha wonke umuntu. Bengisafika lapha ekampanini. So bengazi ukuthi I need to BCC, you know? So ngasenda mina ngakhopha everyone. Eh hey guys, impi yabalapha. Like everyone calling ukuthi okay, oh so nipha laba I price lesser than Tina. Oh why? Like why laba bathola? Yo guys, imi. It was bad. It was bad the whole day. Damage control. Yo, nine nhlanhla la ngaqoshwa mina. Ay guys.
Yeah, you must always start a new email trail also. Because sometimes, let's say Sol and I start an email conversation. It's just us two. We discuss everything. Then we add Mpundo. But she can scroll down and see what we discussed before. True. And some of the stuff maybe she wasn't meant to see. Now we're in trouble.
Mina sizwe, ngiyayifunda. And the way I'm fasting akon, uzothusa type, ngithi jeb, ngivele ngihleke. I can even finish your reading before when you read. And then I smile. Mbekele uzobuza ukuthi ngibonile ora ngibonanga but ngiyayifunda sham.
That's how we're gonna wrap it up. When we come back, sing it back.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.